Sorry. Thank you, Mr. President and MPA colleagues. I'm delivering this statement on integrating environmental considerations into the implementation of the convention on behalf of 17 organisations. These are APOPO, the Colombian Campaign to Ban Landmines, the Centre for International Stabilisation and Recovery, the Conflict and Environment Observatory, DCA, Danish Refugee Council, FSD, GICHD, ICBL, Legacies of War, Mine Action Canada, Mines Advisory Group, Mine Action Review, Norwegian People's Aid, Survivors Recovery and Rehabilitation Organisation, the HALO Trust, and the International Humanitarian Law and Law Students Initiative. Climate change, biodiversity loss, and pollution are urgent global concerns. The World Meteorological Organization reported that this September was the hottest on record, and that 2023 is on track to be the warmest year ever recorded. Ahead of the climate change conference, COP28, in Dubai this November, the United Nations University report on interconnected disaster risks also highlighted the accelerating rates of extinction, groundwater depletion, glacial melt, and extreme heat, which could cause irreversible environmental damage. Many mine-affected countries are located in areas considered among the most vulnerable to the effects of climate change and environmental degradation. It is therefore crucial that we link the environment and climate change to mine action and to implementation under the Convention. We welcome Germany choosing the environment and climate change as one of the cross-cutting priorities of its presidency of 21 MSP, and the increased and warranted attention on this important topic, both at the intersessional meetings and at the 26th National Directors meeting in June, and more broadly within the mine action sector. The Oslo Action Plan, adopted at the Fourth Review Conference in 2019, is detailed and broad in scope and has undoubtedly helped strengthen implementation of the Convention. However, it does not reference the environment and climate change. As we look ahead to the Fifth Review Conference in Siem Reap next year and elaboration of the next five-year action plan, state parties have an opportunity to address this. Not only is doing so part of the collective responsibility to do no harm, but integrating the environment and climate change into treaty implementation will help foster a more sustainable approach to mine action and good practice in line with IMAS 713 on environmental management in mine action, which is currently being updated. We can also draw lessons from the Convention on Cluster Munitions, which included environmental considerations into several actions contained in the Lausanne Action Plan, adopted in September 2021. Mine action saves lives and limbs and creates safe access to land and resources. It should also support local communities by ensuring that mine action activities avoid or minimise adverse environmental harm where possible. Mine action can also be harnessed to help identify opportunities for environmental improvement or enhancement and to contribute to climate adaptation and resiliency. We welcome and endorse the President's paper on green implementation, which opens the opportunity for constructive discussion and progress by state parties and their implementing partners. Climate and environmental considerations are relevant to all aspects of treaty implementation, and we welcome all steps on this topic being taken forward to the Fifth Review Conference and beyond. I thank you.